Hello, love. Welcome back to A School Audio Sessions. We haven't created a new episode in a while. However, I think this is like our 21st or 22nd A School Audio Sessions episode this year. So if you have not caught up on all the episodes, they can be found in our Facebook group, on our Instagram, A School Instagram page highlight titled Audio Sessions, and also in the A School membership site. So let's get into it. We are in the holiday season, starting off with spooky season and moving into gratitude and all the different holiday celebrations and shopping days and all the things. And last month we did our annual seasonal marketing and planning workshop, which I will highly encourage you to simply take an hour and either watch that or listen to it, because all of our workshops are also available on audio. Even though sometimes it's obviously there's some visual parts of it that you definitely will want to see. You know, sometimes you can listen to the audio and be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to jump to that section once I get back home or wherever, and jump on my laptop or iPad or whatever to watch it. Anyways, one of the most important parts of that workshop is talking about communications, client communications, team communications, or, you know, if you have tenants, tenant communications. But let's focus on client communications, because I know that this is part of the stress that comes along with the holidays. Whether you are a solo, independent owner, or you have teams, making sure that clients reserve their holiday appointments is always, you know, can be overwhelming and always stressful. It creates unneeded stress and overwhelm because you have tools. And these are tools we talk about all the time in A School, whether it's email communications or text communications. And several years ago, I was doing an email marketing workshop. I mean, this was probably 10 years ago at this point. Wow. And one of our A School members, Ben, was in the workshop and said, you know what, I'm going to try something different for the holidays. And so what he did is he just created a simple email, beautifully designed, of course, with a graphic that showed availability for the holidays and invited clients to reserve their holiday appointment. It was super simple. He generated over $1,000 in appointment revenue that day, the first day that newsletter was sent out. And so ever since then, we've kind of developed this idea, right, of doing the work upstream so we're not left to fix the messes downstream. You hear me say that often. This is one of the examples of that. This is a simple, simple email that takes moments to create. Most of you have salon software programs or booking apps that have email functionality already built in. So, I mean, super simple. And also speaks to what we talk about often, which is running those reports to see which clients haven't been in and then doing a consistent outreach. So I'm going to use Kristen as an example because she literally just shared the results of her first holiday email. She said, we just sent out our October newsletter and it included an invite to book for the holidays link. Our verbiage was, as I suggested, we would love to see you during the holidays. Please schedule now so you are able to get an appointment that's convenient to you. Kristen has two locations, sent out 15,149 emails. 7,214 were open, which is a great open rate. Congratulations, Kristen. And 3 days post newsletter, they've already generated $28,991 in appointment revenue. Now, if you're a solo person, of course, your number is not going to be 29,000. That's not the point. The point here is to invite clients to book now. So we are managing their expectations. We're creating convenience. We're showing we care, point of differentiation for your brand, and then minimizing your stress when you've got clients that are inevitably going to be coming to you the week of whatever holidays you're celebrating and be like, I need to get in now. So this is about doing the work upstream to eliminate messes downstream. It doesn't mean clients aren't going to try to get in last minute. Of course they are. However, we can minimize the amount. We can minimize disappointment. We can create awesome experiences for our clients and show them we care and generate additional revenue. So happy clients, happy you, right? Happy business. Kristen also had shared, I think it was maybe it was 2021, when she had started doing the weekly reports to see who has not been in, that's outside their regular maintenance schedule, set up a weekly, you know, reminder to run the report and send the email. And in less than a year, she generated over $100,000 in appointment revenue just from doing those weekly outreaches. So when I talk about it's the little things, it's the simple things, it's the fundamentals that I know are not as much fun as doing a trend on TikTok or whatever. This is the fundamental stuff, right? This is the executing the fundamentals consistently. Awesome businesses and brands are created by executing the fundamentals consistently. And once you have all of that set up, you can continue to have all the fun and creativity. This is the stuff, though, that often gets overlooked. And I understand why. I understand why, which is why I never shut up about it. So congratulations, Kristen. Congratulations to all of you that have found little fundamentals that have made big shifts for you, that have helped you get closer to your desired outcomes and business objectives, that have minimized stress and overwhelm, that are infused with healthy boundaries. This is the work we do at Passion Squared. This is the work we do in A-School. And I am so, so incredibly proud of you every single day. Yes, we have workshops. Yes, we have our Facebook group where you can ask us anything. And we have an Office Hours Live coming up this Monday, October 16th at 8 a.m. Pacific. If you have questions about this or anything else, please jump in. If you can't join us live, share your questions and I will answer them live. Something also exciting happened this week. I finally finished the new Creating Your Awesome Brand, a complete course for beauty professionals, which I'm super stoked about. And we have an exclusive affiliate program for A-School members. You can learn all about it in our Facebook group. It's actually, I did a live on Monday. It's pinned to our featured posts. If you have questions about that, please let me know. I'd be happy to answer them. And I can answer them in Monday's Office Hours Live as well. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for your continued trust, support, and love. Do your very best to be where your feet are and to take care of you. The world is heavy right now. It seems like we say that often. It is. It just is. It's hard. It's a lot. So remember to take care of you. Continue to share your light and your gifts with those you serve, with your community. And remember that you are loved. Thank you so much for listening. Have a peaceful day. Bye.